Hello, beautiful people. My name is Ugonna Makuna, and I'm very much delighted to have you on this platform, Steady Life, today. And how have you all been? How have your week been? I hope your week has been really cool, depending on where you've been listening to me from any part of the world. Yeah, basically, in Nigeria, it has really been a great moment after the whole protest has really died down, as to the fact that the curfew is still active. There's limit to how you can move. You don't have the whole day. From anything about 8 p.m., you have to be indoor. Yeah. So, but I hope everything has really been cool with you. And have you all been also, your country, your city, your nation? I hope you're like keeping safe and fine out there. All right, today is really going to be an interesting episode, because it's not just going to be me on this platform today. I have an interesting guest that will be coming on board that is going to be sharing her own personal experience and her own personal dealings as to the need for love, why we should express genuine love to people, why we should love people for who they are and not just because of their race or their color or whatever it is. So she's gonna be joining me in a few moments from now, and before then I just wanted to take a few moments, if you haven't listened to the past episode, as to the need for love, to have a clear understanding of what this episode is about and what we'll be doing all through the session. And while we'll be waiting on her to join us, I want you to sit back, relax and enjoy the show. And thank you for choosing Steady Life once again. It's a pleasure. Thank you all so much for choosing Steady Life. Okay, while we are with Ijeoma Akori to join us, this is Steady Life. She's going to be telling us basically her own perspective as to the need for love, why expressing love to people, regardless of what we stand to get, is so crucial. Hello, Ijeoma. You're welcome to Steady Life podcast. It's a privilege to have you on this platform today. Well, I've been giving a quick breakdown as to the fact that we have to encourage other people to listen to the past episode to have a better understanding of what we'll be talking about today as to the need for love. And it's a privilege to have you on this platform today, Ijeoma, because I want you to just come and impact to us what you think the need for love is, and from your own perspective, how we should express love to people regardless of their color, their race, their location, their state of origin, or whatever it is might be. So can we hear you, please? Just introduce yourself, tell us what you do, and open the program for us, please.
Okay, thank you very much for this opportunity, Ugo. So my name is Ijeoma Okore, and I'm a lover of God. I'm a writer, I'm a student, and I also run a podcast known as The Podcast by Ijeoma.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, before we give a quick close to the end of the program today, you're going to be telling us a quick wrap of what your podcast is about, because I have been blessed by your podcast. So I also want other people to benefit from this great thing. I don't just want it to be me enjoying your special program, your special episode on the podcast. But before then, Ijeoma, we're going to be talking about the need for love. But I would just want you to say a few words of prayer for us, so that at least it will usher us into the topic we'll talking about. Please, can we quickly go do that before we talk about the body of the message, please?
All right, okay. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Precious Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that as we learn today, that you teach us yourself, in Jesus' name,
amen.
That you help us show love more,
amen.
And you help this country be a better place to live in,
amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Wow, thank you so much, Ijeoma Akore. So we're talking about the need for love, and the last episode was literally me elaborating and making us understand that we need to love people regardless of what we stand to benefit from those kind of moments, not because we want to get something in return. That is why we should show love. So then I thought about it before today. I never even made it obvious. I never even give a brief to anybody that you're going to be coming on board. It just dropped in my spirit that I should talk to you, like, okay, you'll be the very first person to be hosted on this platform, Steady Life. And I am really delighted. I have a bright mind like you to come anchor this podcast today with me today. So it's a great privilege, and I'm not really taking it for granted. I'm honestly not taking it for granted. So
yes,
I want you to
give
us your own perspective as to the need for love. What do you think love is? What do you think? Why should people love people? What should be the reason why somebody that is from any tribe or should just wake up one next morning and should see the need to love the next person? Why should there be the need for love? Please just give us your own point of view there.
Okay. So I believe love means due to others, you know, what you would love others to do to you, what you would have others do to you. Just whatever you want, you know, whatever you know you can take for yourself, whatever you know that you want to be done to you, do to others. And then what you don't want to be done to you, what you would not take, what you know that you cannot handle, don't do to others.
Wow. Wow.
That is just love.
In short term.
And,
okay.
Yes. And of course, I've been a Christian, you know, I'm going to look at it from the Christian point of view.
Wow.
Because God is love.
Definitely.
Okay, you cannot talk about love
outside,
by taking away God.
Outside of God,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you're going to, because God is the definition of love himself. Like, God is himself, is love, is nature, is love.
Is love.
You know? So, and of course, he shows that by sending his son to die for us, and he does like
the maximum,
Christianity.
Yeah, the maximum of the height of it all, yes, like sacrificing something.
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people do not actually love while they think they are, you know, they are, I love this person, I love, but they don't have the full definition. So the definition is limited. That's
wow.
Why we don't see the result.
Wow.
So because there's a limited definition. Okay, you've been thinking you were loving, or you've been thinking you were showing love.
Wow.
But actually, you were only limited.
Wow.
You were showing a limited kind of love. Okay?
Wow.
So the definition of love is actually in the Bible. It's a quite popular scripture.
Okay.
From 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 13, 4 to 7.
Okay, so what does it say, please?
I'm going to quickly read it.
Okay.
Because love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It doesn't demand its own way. It doesn't insist. You know, it's not persistent on its own way.
Wow.
It's not irritable. It doesn't get irritated at people. It does not keep record of wrongs. It's very forgiving. Love forgives.
Wow.
You know, it does not rejoice about injustice, but it rejoices when the truth wins out. It never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful. And it endures through every circumstance. So this is like it forgives.
Wow.
It always, you know, it's always hopeful. It doesn't.
Doesn't hold the record of your past, like
it
regardless of whatever.
The record of your past.
Wow.
You know, people think, oh, I love, but I can't forgive her. You know what she did to me? Have you met? You know, that's.
Especially when things get to the height of it. I think our true definition of love is tested when we are faced with utmost challenges that. Neck that there's nothing we can
do
down to.
Yes,
because I think when we don't get to be challenged to that point, we just would say it plainly that wow, I love people, but when we get to experience those hurts, that is when our true love is tested.
When your love is tested,
exactly.
When you say you love and it's tested, I personally have been on that, you know, that lane. You know, I said I can't take it anymore. I've had it up to here.
Wow.
You know, I heard it and I said. Then I realized that, you know, I've been saying, what about God? You know, how about God?
Yeah, how much of the things have we done, and yet he still showers his love.
God, you know, and does God ever say, I've had it up to here?
Never.
God never says that. You know, so he is the full definition of love. He is the full definition of love.
Wow. Thank you for really breaking this whole thing down even in a more better and a more broader perspective, because I think people should really understand the basic thing as to love. I said just confessing the word love and not being challenged to really show the true level of your love towards the next neighbor. And I would really go with that first thing you quoted that says that we should learn to do unto others what we would really want others to do unto us. I think this our own generation, or probably not just our generation, probably that in the past and probably the next to come. I think most of us are always about ourselves, what we want to get from people. And I think I would show love to my next neighbor all because I know that this person has something to offer, and maybe this person
exactly.
is a better
that's
version
selfish.
Of
that's
you get.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people just want to probably they are seeing or looking forward to getting something from this person, and then they not claim to love you, and they not begin
exactly.
to turn deaf ears to your own needs. They are just after their own needs, and they are trying to be the good guy all around you. When things are good, they show up, and when things just turn to be down, and the moment you need them the most is when they begin to go AY, like they are not always around you no more because they've gotten whatever they want. But why is it always like that? Is it that they don't understand that?
You know, the Bible says that a man is best when he's wicked.
Definitely.
He asks for himself, every man for himself. Everybody wants me first, my own first. You know, nobody wants to put somebody else first.
At all.
That's why, but when you begin to understand that, you know, this is the nature that you have to, exhibit with the power of God, and it's something extraordinary. You actually need something extraordinary.
Can you hear me, please? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Sorry about the break. Yeah, I'm with you, IJ, please. You were saying something about the art of man and all that.
Yes, I said we are selfish by default. But, you know, as you begin to learn about God, you begin to, you want that extraordinary power to help you show genuine love.
Wow.
Yeah.
The extraordinary power to show the genuine love. Oh, that's great. Coupled with the fact that so many things are happening all around the world, in Nigeria, definitely. I think you might have not probably been probably joined in the protest or something. But along the line, I was working even before the old curfew thing was out, and I could see that people were on the street going out to protest. Then all of a sudden, we had to hear news of hoodlums going on to attack people. Then I begin to see videos of people like shooting directly at peaceful protesters, people burning down stuffs and all of these things. I now begin to ask myself that what could really be the reason for these things? Is it because people just want to be wicked, or they just see the need to be a weapon of destruction to kill people,
murder.
Like murder people in cold blood and all of these things? I just begin to wonder, like, is it that these people just don't put people first, or they don't or they just don't put people in
wicked.
They don't put people in their own positions or in their shoes. They don't put themselves in others' shoes to see that this person I'm trying to hurt, or this person I am hurting, is it like because I am on a better advantage than this other person, that is that why I should do this to the other person? I just don't know. Like, I just pray the Lord helps everybody generally. And I have my own practical ways and that I have been opportune to just show love to people. In as much as I might think that is one aspect of love, I definitely know that is not just all to love, but probably just a part of me. There are times where I would have to sacrifice the little I have. But there are other people that they are not willing to even sacrifice those little things they have, even though they know that there's definitely a better alternative for them to get in those things. And probably the other person they want to sacrifice those things for probably are not opportunity, or they don't have the opportunity to get that little thing they have, but they just feel like, let the person go die, let the person just find a way around and survive that at least. But knowing fully well that you can be of help to that person, then I don't see anything stopping you. Well, it's all well and good. I think I've learned a whole lot just from this little conversation I've had with you, Ijeoma. Thank you so much for blessing us on today's episode.
You're welcome. God bless you.
And we look forward to having you on this platform next time. Please, are we going to have more of you, please?
All right.
Thank
you so
much.
Everyone helps us to love more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think that's the ultimate. It will teach us the true definition of love, where you don't even have to love people because they are from your tribe, where you don't have to love people because you stand to get something in return, where you don't have to love people all because of you. Just genuine love to be expressed towards one another. That's what we need in our climbs and all of that. So please just run us quickly on what your podcast is all about and how we can reach you on your podcast, or if there's anything we want to.
Okay. My podcast is on Instagram.
Okay.
The podcast by Ijeoma.
Okay.
And the link to get the podcast is in my bio. And the podcast is basically about bringing light into darkness and then helping God's people to fulfill their destiny.
Well, bringing light into darkness.
Basic life issues. I talk about issues that people are facing.
Wow.
You know, God's people are facing issues that they're trying to survive.
Wow.
You know, with and all those sexual immorality, pornography, masturbation,
wow,
back to battles that people are actually you know, struggling with.
Wow. I personally have been blessed with a couple of episodes I have an opportunity to listen to, and that's really great. Please, we love what you're doing. Please, myself and whoever will be listening to this particular episode today, once it's been published, definitely, I'm definitely so sure that they would go look out for your podcast. And I just definitely believe there is going to be a way in which I can help. Probably I'll just get the basic information to accessing your podcast or your Instagram handle, so people would be able to just connect. We are checking just the bow of the of this particular episode once it's been published. And thank you. It was really a great blessing to have you on this platform today, Ijeoma.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Bye for now, dear.
Alright.
Yeah. Wow. So we've just heard from Ijeoma Okorie our own perspective as to the need for love, why we should express genuine love towards the next person, your next door neighbor, your boss, regardless of the gender, regardless of the tribe, your location, genuine love is what is needed to be expressed to everybody, both near and far. And I will leave you with this parting words today, that do unto others what you would want others to do unto you. Happy Sunday, family. My name is Igonama Okuna. We'll see you again next week. Bye for now.